helicopter.
Oh, is that what that is?
No, I know you hear it. Do you hear it? Do you hear it at home?
Yeah.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the listeners. Again, we're...
Are they supposed to respond?
I want them to, by that sound, to tell me what make and model of a helicopter that is.
Oh.
It's the Magnum PI one.
Oh. I thought it was the one from Black Hawk Down.
No.
What's that, a helicopter movie about the indestructible helicopter?
Airwolf.
Airwolf. Was that, what's the name of the helicopter?
Or Blue Thunder.
Yeah, I was thinking Blue Thunder.
Yeah, Blue Thunder. Roy Scheider. Okay.
Okay, it's that one.
And welcome to episode 243 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Vancouver, Canada. With me, as always, is...
Adam, right beside you.
At the beach again.
Beach part three.
Next to Joe Hornhonk over here.
Beach part three. Oh, there's a limo pulling up at the beach.
What?
That's a power move. You pull up to the beach in a limo?
That means you have $80 to rent a limo.
Or it means someone's shooting photos. Like, that could be a photo shoot right there. Like, you know, like bride and groom, like, you know.
Should we go interview them?
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm sure it's...
If I see someone pull up and shoot photos, we're going and talking.
It's a midday wedding.
Yeah.
Or midweek wedding, I mean.
Sure.
So,
it was cheap rental.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Here at Spanish Banks, yet again.
Yet again.
Figured this is the last of the four summer series that we're doing.
Yeah.
The four shorter shows.
Before the shows get good.
Yeah, this is just holding you over.
Yeah.
Until the fall season.
That's right.
Until we get picked
the
up.
Summer sweeps.
That's pretty accurate. Amazon.
Yes.
Still haven't got my sunglasses yet.
That's not good, but we've only been here for 5 minutes.
True.
Or an hour and five minutes. Yeah.
So I'll let you know when that happens. But for people at home,
buy stuff.
Buy your stuff on Amazon through our site.
Yeah.
It allows us to do shows from the beach like this.
Right, yeah. It really funds our way to the beach.
What is going on?
I'm running out of going on.
I have something going on. You mentioned drone.
Drone, yeah.
Drones are everywhere. They're like basically... You know what I haven't seen yet?
What?
I haven't seen a drone with a selfie stick.
Oh, that would be awesome.
If you attached a selfie stick to the drone, I would probably be a big fan. I'd be a fan of that. Like, that'd be like, all right, you did it. That's a thing. Just videotaping your own drone.
Yeah.
I would love that.
Watch my drone fly around.
I don't know if I've seen any selfie sticks in Germany.
Have you seen any while you've been here?
Oh, that's all I see. Honestly, I told you last week I was at Lynn Canyon, and there's a guy on the Lynn Canyon suspension bridge with the selfie stick.
Oh, yeah. We went to Lynn Canyon a week ago, and someone stopped. Like, there's a group, a tour group of about 12 people deep, and they stopped on a bridge, completely blocked traffic, mm-hmm. to selfie stick the shot.
I would love to be the guy who just smashes it out of their hand, and because that's a fair ways down onto those rocks.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
That would be awesome, and then you would want somebody else with a selfie stick videotaping that. Because then it'll be worth it to see that happen.
I was unthrilled by both the selfie stick and the blocking traffic. But
well, the blocking traffic happens as long as it's on the one side.
No, but in my mind, it was only somebody with a selfie stick would block traffic.
True. That's interesting. But there are people who jump off those rocks and you want to see them. Maybe they're going to live, maybe they're not. You want to get a front row seat for that. And so that's what we did. I took my 4-year-old, which might not have been the coolest thing, but she seemed into it.
Yeah.
She was rooting for it. She's like, I could go either way, Daddy. I don't care what happens as long as I'm right here. No, but drones are getting more and more common.
Okay.
I saw we always report where they're, you know, not we don't, but people always talk about where they are. Wow, it smells like BC here all of a sudden.
Is that a combination of...
weed.
Oh.
No, I smell weed. Somebody smoking weed.
I was going to say ocean and breeze and sand and...
No.
Maybe salmon.
Nope. Someone...
Maybe right... bears. Smells like bears.
I'm getting a contact high.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Somebody's smoking some
probably
BC.
The people in the limo.
BC Bud right next to us. How you doing? Anyways, No, it's always negative stuff. Like, for instance, we've had like a lot of really bad forest fires here. And was it here or where was it? Where did I read about it where the firemen had trouble getting in, the helicopters had trouble getting in to battle the fire because there were some drones in the area?
Okay.
That's a problem.
That's a problem.
However, just off the point over here at Third Beach, you can see it across the way there, a very rare occurrence happened 2 days ago. A gray whale rolled in.
Wow.
Which doesn't happen here. I mean, occasionally an orca might, like a killer whale might find its way in, but for a gray whale to show up literally feet from Siwash Rock is really, really not common. And I was a little bit upset because I was there the day before and would love to have seen a gray whale up close. However, somebody happened to be there with a drone and went and got aerial footage of, wow, the whale right up close like that.
That's pretty cool.
That is great use of the drone.
Yeah.
So good for you, whale drone guy.
Which, congrats on your whale droning.
Yeah. The irony being, the footage is interesting for about 12 seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's just right over top of the whale. And for me, the story isn't, hey, it's a whale. It's the context of, oh my God, like it's right by Stanley Park.
Yeah.
And getting to see, you know, the whale up close. But responsible use of a drone.
Right.
So one in a row.
They crashed it into its blowhole.
Very George Costanza.
Yeah.
Was it a Titleist? That would be terrible. Did you shoot anything interesting?
I don't think so.
Oh, this is going to be a short
show. Have you saved up your interesting? I blew all my interesting like last episode.
Let's see. What will I have shot by the time this airs? We're going to go see the fake Beatles play at Deep Cove.
The fake Beatles, okay.
We saw them. That's one of my favorite venues. I think it might have rained. I forget now.
Okay.
It's tomorrow night, so
Maybe it's going to rain.
Maybe it's going to rain.
You're going to shoot probably the nicest pictures you've ever shot in your entire career of shooting. Interesting.
Maybe.
Okay.
No, that's a great setting. I think we talked about it last year when I was here. It's what a great place to go see. Mostly Vancouver stuff, though. That's what I find is, rather than when I was here last time, we were here for a lot longer, like 3 months. And so I kind of, I thought this time I would feel more rushed because we're only here for 4 weeks. And I thought, oh boy, I still want to get all those pictures. I better jam it into this tight time frame. That's not what happened. Or that's not what's been happening. I just find that I'm way, way more discerning than I've ever been about when and where I take photos.
Right.
And what I take photos of. And I think, you know, like I've don't even have the urge to repeat the events from last year. Like, we do some of the same things. We go to the beach, come here, obviously. It's our favorite place. And I don't think, oh, man, I have to recreate every single shot.
No, I 100% agree with you. I couldn't agree more. Feel like if you had that shot from last year, almost the opposite in that, yeah, I took that last year. I'm good. We're covered. When they come back as a grandpa, then I could shoot it again.
That's right. Yeah. But, I mean, later on tonight, we will take a nice family shot.
The beach and sunset is different. That's different. And it doesn't matter about being here last year. It's just, if you happen to have your camera nearby and there's a nice sunset in Vancouver, I'll take that shot every single time.
Yes.
You know, it's just, why wouldn't you? Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But I found, like, shots of my son running into the Pacific Ocean for the first time. Because he's been in last year when we dragged him in, but he couldn't walk. So this is the first time that he could, on his own volition, go into the ocean.
Did you bring his water rings?
Not to the ocean.
Oh.
Have you ever been to the ocean?
Will they steal his water rings?
You don't wear flotation devices in the ocean.
What will happen?
You get swept out to sea, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you just going to throw him in there and walk away?
Well, no, I'll stay with him. But you don't let your kids wear flotation devices.
My kids don't wear flotation devices. I don't know.
No, but I'm talking about like inner tubes and stuff like that. You don't play with them.
This is all news to me. My wife is a lifeguard, though.
Yeah, look around.
So she takes care of that part.
Right, right. That's her.
I take care of just watching.
Is that her running in slow motion in her red bikini?
Yeah.
Anyways, no, but it was the first time.
I feel like you got pretty offended there.
No, I was surprised. I was shocked because your wife is a lifeguard. Yeah, I thought you would know that.
She didn't sit me down in lifeguard class.
Also, common sense, but okay. But anyways,
can I borrow his waterway?
You can use them. I didn't bring them. I did not bring them on purpose. My wife asked, should we bring them? I said, no. So anyways, it was the first time he was going to run in the Pacific by himself, and I wanted to get a photo of that, and okay. I did. I got one.
Okay.
You know, whereas with my daughter, I probably got 2,000 and, you know, kept four.
Right.
You know, so I didn't bother taking them all. I said, this is going to be, you know, serve the purpose. Also, I had to run in and get him because my wife didn't think he would run all the way in. And he ran way past over the little the drop off and straight to the bottom. So he's a gamer, but we pulled him out and he's fine.
Okay.
But I also find that I don't, when we're out places, even if it's fun, Stanley Park, and it's like, oh great, it's noon. I'm just not gonna bother. Like before, I would over try to fight the sun and get a photo because we're here, and do the best I can. And now I just think, I'll just wait.
Yeah.
Wait till 5 o'clock. You know. And then get the picture then, and that'll be good enough. And even not good enough, be much better. But I don't have to catch every moment that happens at noon.
When I told my kids, hey, maybe I'll take a picture of you today. I said the last picture I took of you guys out just kind of casually doing something was a month ago. Like literally, not a photo. And that wasn't, you know, related to a photo challenge or something. Nothing. Not a single snapshot of the kids just kind of doing a summer thing for over a month. It might even be closer to 5 weeks. So I felt like now I feel kind of bad that I haven't done it. I've gone the other extreme, right?
Uh-huh.
So I feel like I will definitely shoot a few photos sunset at the beach today.
Yeah, that's... Well, we both brought the exact same camera and lens.
So we can compare our results.
Well, you're kind enough to bring your bounce board too, which will possibly come in handy.
Yeah.
So I'll just bounce for you. You can tap the photos and I'll bounce.
Okay.
I'm happy to do that. But other than that, I like being here, looking forward to going back. I guess, you know, I've got a big job coming up, which I'm trying to figure out when this is going to air. No, we have one more episode before I go. I'm going to pop over to London for some work.
Okay.
We'll talk about it next episode.
Okay.
Or the one after when I get back.
Okay.
How about that?
All right. Stay tuned.
It was an accidental tease.
Okay, your tease. Okay. Well, I'll remember to bring it up and ask you about it.
Okay, so more snapshots.
Mm-hmm.
That leads us into the photo challenge.
Which was?
Snapshot.
Was it summer snapshot?
Well, it's in the summer.
Right.
I mean, mine is a summer snapshot, I think.
I thought it was a summer snapshot.
Yeah.
But maybe it was just snapshot.
I don't know now.
Mine is a summer snapshot.
Yeah, so is mine.
Okay.
So we're on board here. Let's spend another 15 minutes
talking about whether it's summer or snapshot.
Let's have a look at yours.
Okay.
I like what's going on here.
This was slip and slide.
It is... Where does one buy a slip and slide?
I don't know. This was at my sister and brother-in-law's house.
Okay.
So they had a giant one, and they had these little slidey inflatables to sort of zip down it, almost like sleds, almost like summer tobogganing.
So they had accessories for the slip and slide.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
When I was a kid, we didn't even have a slip and slide. We did have, and I'm not joking, my dad would take the camping tarp and put that down.
That'll work, yeah.
Will it?
No, it won't.
Have you ever felt... Like, those are rough.
That's why you need the accessory. You need the sled.
Well, no, but they would put dish soap down there, which is caustic, and it's, especially in the 70s. It wasn't like, dish soap now that's biodegradable.
Right.
It was basically, you know...
Liquid poison.
Yeah, liquid poison mixed with some razor blade bits. They'd throw that down, and then...
Rusty nails.
They'd put the hose out, which, again, nowadays, can you even put the hose out anymore?
Not in BC right now, yeah.
Yeah, so you put the hose out, and then you'd run it and slide across it. Well, it was very, very rough. And so three slides in, and you have a full body rash.
Right.
Fun, though.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
Yeah, everyone gets up like, you know, woohoo!
Like, I would do better off just going face first on the sidewalk.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the beauty of this was they had, you know, kind of a hill in their backyard. Ooh. So they set it up on a hill with the slip and slide. So they were just zipping down that thing. And and they had, you know, water spraying everywhere. They had the sprinkler on as well, going back and forth over. There's water coming at them from all angles. So the hardest part about taking a photo here was, again, midday, so sun right overhead.
Mm-hmm.
And the sun bouncing off of that, because they're so close to the blue and red surface, it's bouncing all kinds of funny color tones all over them.
Okay.
And then my daughter's bathing suit mixed in, so there's pink reflecting on her face. Like, again, you just basically had to assume that, okay, none of that matters.
Yeah.
Let's just get something that sort of says summer snapshot, and this was that. That's it. There's no trickery here. This is just try to expose for the subject, and that's it.
That's part of what makes a good snapshot, yeah, though, is the imperfections.
Yeah, and there's lots in that photo. All I wanted was focus. I just wanted focus.
Okay, but so now one of the good things, and this happens, it does happen automatically, essentially, because you're shooting in the noonday sun. No matter what you do, you're going to get a very fast shutter speed.
Yeah.
Even if you shoot at f22, you're still going to get something in 1/200th or something like that, maybe. And so you get the fast shutter speed. That stops all the water droplets. You get that frozen action. That's cool.
Yeah.
So the good news is that's going to happen without you trying. Focus is the issue. Now, a lot of snapshots I see aren't very well focused.
Right.
So I still, even though I embrace imperfections, I still want them to be in focus.
Yes.
How did you focus on this?
I don't remember. No,
because it's hard, because if you use the what do you call it?
Servo?
The servo mode.
Yeah, servo on this scenario will miss more than it will hit because of all the water.
The water.
Yeah, so it gets fooled. So I can't remember. I probably tried both. I don't remember if that was a focus trap or if that was a servo shot. I know I did both because I got frustrated with the servo. I'm so used to going servo that when I run into a situation where I can't use it, then I you know, reluctantly...
Big temper tantrum.
Yeah, big tantrum, and then I go to the focus trap, which I'm, because I don't do it very often, I'm not as good at it as probably someone who uses it all the time, like yourself, but I can hit it after a few tries. And the good thing about this was they went down that thing like 900 times, so...
Not a lot of variety each time. Oh, smiling faces.
Yeah.
Got it.
So there was always something. I kind of in my head wanted to get someone in the background that wasn't their head cropped off or something.
Uh-huh.
So I had in my mind, I wanted the foreground kid to be having a good time and in focus on their eyes. And then I wanted somebody to be in the background where, from a composition standpoint, was there waiting and wasn't going to have a head cropped off. And so the vast majority had a kid that was kind of like, or somebody who was in the background that was, you know, completely distracting to the image. So this is one where I had both things in play, the focus plus someone in the background who was looking on.
Done.
And that's it. Then
you,
I walked away. Yeah.
And you went and got your club soda.
Yeah, and I gave, because the cousins were there, and they don't take a lot of photos of their own kids that aren't on an iPhone. So when I show them these photos, they were like, "Oh my God, we love them! These are the greatest things!" And I was like, "Yeah, they're kind of cool, they're fun, but really wasn't much. Nothing went into it, right?"
You gave them the hi-hat.
Yeah, other than like your photo you talked about last week, getting down low. Like, I'm lying on my stomach, inches from the edge of the. From the edge of the tarp, so to get the perspective I want. If I stood up and took this photo, it would not look good.
Yes.
So it's all about eye level or kid's eye view when it comes to this kind of thing.
Now, this isn't the island, this is the interior.
Eye level.
The island.
This is the interior of BC.
So I'm just saying, if you have a hill, I know your brother-in-law, how does he get up the hill? He's not walking up that hill.
They actually have a rope tow. Chairlift. It's a chairlift.
Because he's lazy.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Okay.
He's not listening. So.
He's not listening.
And if he is, I don't care.
Oh, I'll see him tomorrow.
Yeah, you can tell him.
I'll let him know.
We chirped him on the podcast. Minute 13. He gets.
Oh, I'm going to play this back.
He gets chirped on the podcast.
I'm bringing this to play in the car over and over.
By the
way,
you brought it up. Yeah.
Yes, I did. Oh, I have no problem. I was best man at his wedding. I'm okay.
Okay.
I'm okay with it. Okay. Let's have a look at mine. And that's not it. I have two.
Okay.
Because I couldn't decide. I had one. One was kind of more action-y.
Okay.
Which we talked about last week. And then one was just more emotion.
So emotion-y.
Emotion-y. So, did I just delete it? What happened?
Okay.
I don't know what I just did here.
Wow, this is drama.
Uh-huh.
Will he come up with the photo or won't he?
He does. Okay, so here's one. Here's the emotional one. Both of them shot at the beach.
Okay, I can't. Maybe I should take my sunglasses off to look at it.
And also hold it in the shade. If you shade it.
Oh, yeah, there I can see the beach. Yeah. So, Sunset?
This is sunset.
Yeah.
Again, just a snapshot, just whip the camera out, pop the lens cap off and fire it away. Like, it's really...
What's the background above the beach? The beach is well lit. I can't see anything after that.
Oh, that's just the trees over here.
Oh, okay, so it's trees. I was thinking it was blue or... Yeah.
Yeah, so that's just the trees.
So that's why it gets dark quickly.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I liked just that moment, like that very simple moment where my son is grabbing onto my wife and they're both sharing a smile and just a great time, and that's the snapshot I wanted to grab.
Right.
But the thing about it is this is a very, like, I think it's a very nice picture. Like not just thematically, but like technically.
Yes.
Good lighting, good composition.
Which kind of makes it not like a snapshot.
Well, that's my point, is that it is a snapshot because I just snapped a shot.
Right.
But all I did was make sure I was in a good position to make a snapshot.
Right.
And that's how you make your snapshots better.
Right.
Give yourself a fighting chance. And that means be at the beach when the sun's going down.
Right.
Now, I do have one more before our kids come running over here, which is fine. Now, here's one from earlier in the day.
They want to be on the podcast.
They should. They're sneaking up on us.
Oh, they're totally sneaking up.
All right, so here's the other one.
Oh, that's cool.
And that's more of an action-y one.
I like that.
Again, snapshotty, easy to take.
Yeah.
No messing
very,
around.
Very, very cool. Kind of, again, good timing.
But just by practicing and getting, you know, your muscle memory down, you can put yourself in a position to snap that.
That's the one with the bird.
The bird. That's the bird one.
Wow. You guys want to be famous?
Who wants to be on the show?
You want to come talk on the podcast?
You have to be quick, though, because this is what we call dead air. Come here, kiddo. Okay, say hello, guys.
Say hi, sir. This is the microphone, so say something. You can't get quiet now. This is your chance to be famous. Say something.
Yeah.
What have you been doing?
We've been at the beach.
Yeah, and doing what?
Playing without you guys because you're doing it.
Yeah, because we're busy being famous on this world famous podcast.
What do you say, kiddo? You want to say something in German? Wo sind wir jetzt?
No.
Wir sind am Strand.
We're almost done the third and final episode. What did she say?
I can't say.
Did she say two hosers in German?
Kacke.
Oh, that sounds bad.
Yeah, it's not
that
good.
That sounds like a word that we don't want to say in a family show. Oh, she said it again. Oh, God.
What's
that? It's not a good word. Yeah.
You can figure out what it is. Yeah.
Something that might have to do with...
Is this a swear word?
Not really. There's no swears in Germany. You guys having fun or what?
Yeah.
What are we doing today? Who's been in the water? Okay, that's enough.
We have.
Yeah. What did you do out there? Is the tide coming in?
Yeah, it's waiting.
Time to go swimming?
Yep.
We're going to wrap it up and we're going to be in the water with you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Are we famous right now?
You're famous, yeah.
Well, you'll be famous in 3 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, that's
yeah,
great.
That's
hello.
Great. You don't need to yell in it from close range. Yeah, you're good.
Hello, Saga.
They can hear you from that far away.
No.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
We don't say that.
Yeah.
Great.
Who's the best dad? Who's the best dad?
I'll tell you later.
Don't point. Say it out loud, like your father.
My father.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell you what, Jack, why don't we go play catch and I'll
hit
you in the throat.
No.
Okay. We need a photo challenge for next week, guys.
Do you have a photo challenge?
No, I have one.
Okay.
I got one
set up.
Don't
leave it up to them.
Otherwise, it's going to be terrible. You know how when this airs, it'll be the summer will be coming to an end. And the fall will be coming in. So the summer is going to be fading out. Because the summer doesn't go like this and then stop, does it? We don't have a snowball fight on September 1st.
No!
No! So it just fades down. So I want to convey that feeling of the fade out.
The fading.
So that's it.
Fade out of summer.
Well, fade out of anything, but it's going to be summer.
Okay.
So next week's challenge, fade out. And then also next week, back to the normal format.
Great.
Where we're interesting and good
again.
Yeah.
When we don't have children,
children
standing next to us.
Saying German swears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, bubble!
Great. Hey, something shiny. Adam, where can people find your stuff?
AdamSchwartz.ca and the Two Hosers Facebook page.
My stuff at AlanAtridge.com or the Two of Us at TwoHosers.com, where you can find out all the links and the photos we just talked about. That's it. Until next week, what do we do, Sarah?
Do you know the catch line?
Make better photos.
Make better photos.